Title: Take His Placement in the Mix. For Smoky Late Night Moods Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing something that feels small, but can totally change the mood of your drum and bass mix. Tape hiss placement. And when I say tape hiss, I don't mean accidental noise you forgot to clean up. I mean controlled noise. A deliberate layer that makes your track feel like it's happening somewhere real, like a late night warehouse, a rainy taxi ride, or a smoky room with the lights low. The big idea is this. Hiss is not just mixing, it's arrangement plus mixing. If it's static and loud all the way through, your drop will feel smaller. If it's placed well, shaped well, and it breathes with a groove, it adds atmosphere without stealing punch. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a simple workflow you can drop into any project. A dedicated hiss return track, some tone shaping so it feels smoky not scratchy, sidechain so it ducks under the kick and snare, and a little automation so it tells a story across the arrangement. Let's build it. Step 1. Choose a hiss source. You've got three easy options. Option A is generating hiss using stock Ableton synth noise. The easiest way is, create a MIDI track, drop an operator, and set oscillator at a noise. White noise is fine. Then just hold one long MIDI note so it plays continuously. If you want it as audio, you can freeze and flatten later, but you don't have to. Option B is using a sample, a tape hiss loop or vinyl noise loop. Drag it onto an audio track. If it's steady and already the right length, turn warp off so it doesn't get weird. If the hiss has character, like a gentle wobble that you actually like, you can keep warp on, but don't overthink it. The goal is consistency. Option C is recording real room tone. If you have a mic or interface, record 20 or 30 seconds of silence in your room. Real room noise can sound surprisingly cinematic once you shape it. Any of those works. Now here's the key. Where do we put it? Step 2. Use the best default placement, a return track Airbus. This is the cleanest, most controllable method, especially for beginners. Create a return track and rename it a hiss. Now, take your hiss source track and feed that return. If you want the hiss to only exist as a parallel layer, set that hiss source track output to sends only, then turn up send A until you hear it. If you'd rather keep the hiss source audible on its own too, that's fine. But sends only keeps things clean and affects style. Why a return is so good is because you can treat hiss like atmosphere. It's not married to any one track's processing, and you can automate and duck it in one place. Super pro. Super simple. Now let's shape it. Step 3. Make it smoky, not scratchy. On the return track a hiss, build this device chain in this order. First, EQ 8. Start with a high pass filter around 150 to 300 Hz. And make it steep. 24 dB per octave is a good start. 48 if you need it. The goal is aggressive. Keep hiss out of your subs and low mids. In drum and bass, low-end clarity is everything, and noise down there becomes fog fast. Next, add a gentle dip somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB, with a medium Q, around 1. That's the zone, where snares and presence live, and this is one of the easiest ways to stop hiss from sounding like cheap fizz on top of your drums. Optionally, add a high shelf cut at about 10 to 14 kHz, down 1 to 4 dB. This is a big tape versus digital switch. Darker usually feels more expensive here. Teacher note, when you're not sure what to do, don't think louder or quieter. Think distance. If the hiss feels like it's sitting on top of your mix, push it back with tone first. Darken it. Then use dynamics. Then, last, level. Next device, saturator. Pick soft sine or analog clip mode. Add a little drive, something like plus 2 to plus 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. The saturation thickens the noise and helps it feel glued into the track, instead of sounding like a separate layer pasted on top. Next device, auto filter. Set it to low pass. Start around 8 to 12 kHz. Keep resonance low, something like 0.2 to 0.5. Now add a tiny bit of LFO movement. Really slow, think 0.03 to 0.10 Hz, and amount around 2 to 6%. This is not wobble. This is smoke drifting. If you can obviously hear the filter sweeping, it's too much. Next device, utility. Try widening the hiss a bit, like 120 to 160% width, but be careful. We'll do a mono reality check later. For now, set the gain so the hiss is quiet. Here's your target level guideline. If you clearly notice the hiss while the drums and bass are playing, it's probably too loud. The goal is, you miss it when it's muted. You don't hear it as a featured part. Now we make it groove. Step 4. Sidechain duck the hiss under kick and snare. This is the difference between beginner noise and professional texture. On a hiss, add a compressor after your tone shaping. Turn on sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your drum bus, or whatever group contains your kick and snare. Darting settings, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, fast enough to get out of the way. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Adjust based on tempo and the feel you want. Now lower the threshold until the hiss ducks about 2 to 6 dB on hits. DNB specific coaching. If your snare is that classic loud backbeat and you want the mix to feel deep and late night, try a slightly longer release. That way the hiss breathes back between hits instead of snapping back instantly and masking the snare tail. Now placement strategy. This is the part most people skip, and it's where the vibe really changes. Step 5. Choose your placement style. You've basically got three practical placements. Placement 1 is master bus hiss. That's a subtle glue approach, like the whole track was printed to tape. You put hiss on a track routed to the master, super low, with a high pass around 200 Hz and maybe a little dip around 3 kHz. And don't be shocked if the fader ends up at minus 20 to minus 35 dB. This is seasoning. The risk here is it can dull transients if you overdo it, because it's always present on everything. Placement 2 is hiss into the drum group only. Great for dusty jungle edges and old school breaks. You route the hiss track into the drum group, sidechain it from kick and snare, and you may need to dip where your hats bite, often somewhere in the 7 to 10 kHz range. The risk is that it can fight the high hats if you leave it too bright. Placement 3, and the recommended beginner option, is the return air bus we built. It gives you the cleanest control and the easiest automation across the track. Now let's make it feel like a story instead of a static layer. Step 6. Automate hiss like a storyteller. This is where the late night mood lands. Try this arc. In the intro, make hiss a little louder and darker. Low pass maybe at 7 to 9 kHz. In the build, slowly open the low pass toward 10 to 12 kHz, and maybe reduce the sidechain ducking just a touch so it feels like energy is rising. In the drop, pull the hiss down 1 to 3 dB. Keep it there, but respect impact. Drops need punch. In breakdowns, bring the hiss up a little and widen it a bit for space. And for transitions, do a quick hiss swell into near silence right before the drop. That empty breath makes the drop feel bigger without touching your drums. In Ableton, the easiest parameters to automate are auto filter frequency on a hiss, utility gain, and if you want to get fancy, the compressor threshold to change how much it ducks in different sections. Quick extra coaching. Decide what the hiss is pretending to be in each section. Is it room tone? That would be wide, dark, and steady. Is it a tape machine? That might be narrower, mid-focused, slightly compressed. Is it a vinyl layer? That might have little rises and falls, like it breathes. Pick one roll per section and it'll sound intentional. Optional step 7. Tiny reverb to push it back. If the hiss still feels like it's sitting on the speakers, add a small room reverb very subtly. Hybrid reverb works great. Small or medium size. Decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Dark it with high cut. And keep the wet mix very low. This can make it feel like it's part of the space, not a layer on top. Now let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the classic problems. Mistake 1. Too loud in the drop. If you notice the hiss during kick and snare hits, it's stealing punch. Turn it down. Darken it, or increase ducking. Mistake 2. No high pass filter. Hiss should not add low end fog. High pass aggressively. Mistake 3. Too much 8 to 12 kHz fizz. That's the MP3 noise zone. Darken it with a low pass or shelf. Mistake 4. Widening so much that mono collapses weirdly. Here's your mono reality check. Put a utility on the master, and map a key to toggle width to 0 for a moment. If the groove loses clarity or the top end gets brittle, your hiss treatment is too wide or too bright. Pull it back. Mistake 5. Static hiss for 5 minutes. The vibe comes from movement. Subtle movement, but movement. If you want one easy upgrade that still stays beginner-friendly, try protecting the snare crack with a dynamic dip. Instead of only static EQ, you can use multiband dynamics on the hiss return. Focus the mid-band around roughly 2 to 6 kHz and tame it a couple dB. That way the hiss stays present, but it doesn't poke out exactly where the snare needs to sound expensive. And here's a simple metering tip. Put spectrum on the hiss return and on your drum bus. If the hiss is making a big mountain right where your hats and snare live, it'll read as cheap. Shape it until it looks more like a gentle slope that lives above the drums, not on top of them. Now, mini practice exercise. 10 minutes. Load a basic rolling loop, kick, snare, hats or a break, and sub bass. Create return track a hiss. Build this chain. A Q8 with high pass at 250 Hz, and a dip around 3.5 kHz by about 2 dB. Saturator at plus 4 dB drive, soft clip-on. Auto filter low pass at 10 kHz. LFO at 0.06 Hz. Amount 4%. Compressor side-chained from the drum group, aiming for about 3 to 5 dB of ducking. Now automate over 16 bars. Bars 1 through 8. Turn utility gain up by about 2 dB and close the low pass to about 8 kHz. Bars 9 through 16. The drop, pull utility gain down by 2 dB and open the low pass to around 11 kHz. Finally, mute the hiss return and unmute it. If the vibe collapses when muted, but the drums still feel punchy and unchanged when it's on, you nailed it. That's exactly the goal. Recap to lock it in. Best beginner workflows hiss on a return track, so you can control it cleanly. Shape it with a Q8. Saturator, auto filter, then use sidechain compression to make it groove. Keep it dark, subtle, and moving with automation by section. And protect kick and snare transients at all costs, while keeping hiss out of the low end. If you tell me your subgenre, like liquid, jungle, minimal roller, or neuro, and your tempo, I can help you pick sidechain release times and filter ranges that match the groove perfectly.